music, news, entertainment. It's all right here. This is the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hey, it's Kelly, and we have got a great show for you this week featuring dance music legend Crystal Waters. Crystal has 13 number one Billboard dance songs, and she recently joined us in person to chat about her latest number one track, what it's like to keep singing her signature tunes, Gypsy Woman and 100% Pure Love, and what project she is working on next. We also welcome burgeoning Toronto artist Jack Kelly and feature new music from Bruno Mars, Ria May, and Khalid. But first, it's George Michael from 1996 with Fast Love on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Yeah. Drink till I'm drunk, yeah. Smoke till I'm high, yeah. Castle on the hill, wake up in the sky. You can't tell me I ain't fly.
You can't tell me I ain't fly.
I know I'm super fly, I know I'm super fly. The ladies love me, that's why they in love with me. Out here with the moves, like I invented smooth. You can't tell me I ain't fly.
You can't tell me I ain't fly.
I know I'm super fly, I know I'm super fly.
Drop the top and take a selfie, my car drives itself. I got white girls blushing, homie. College girls rushing on me. All my diamonds custom, so they clutching and they touching on me. Ooh, think it's vegetables. Ooh, think it's edible. Ooh, it's incredible. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I smell like bun number 99. Section full of fine dimes. Bitches staring at me saying, wow.
Unforgettable, ooh. Like Nat King Cole. Gucci berry wine.
Huh.
I drink till I'm drunk, smoke till I'm high, castle on the hill, wake up in the sky. You can't tell me I ain't fly.
You can't tell me I ain't fly.
I know I'm super fly, I know I'm super fly. The ladies love luxury, that's why they in love with me. Out here with the moves, like I invented smooth. You can't tell me I ain't fly.
You can't tell me I ain't fly.
I know I'm super fly, I know I'm super fly. Now watch me fly.
But this my life. I'm on Adderall. I be smelling high tech when I piss. Like it's basketball. I drop 50 pointer on my wrist. It's LaCole that take a pick. I came home and dropped a hit. All these diamonds got me sick. I'm acting spoiled. Cut it sitting high. I feel like I can fly. So first the dub is crazy. Feel like I can die. I done finally got my wings. It made me wanna sing.
I drink till I'm drunk.
That's Bruno Mars, Gucci Mane, and Kodak Black with Wake Up in the Sky, new music on The Kelly Alexander Show. Hey, it's Kelly, and recently dance music legend Crystal Waters was in Montreal performing at a huge event, and she set some time aside to chat with us about her career.
The Kelly Alexander Show.
I cannot tell you how excited I am to finally have this woman on camera. And I'm going to gush here because I get to gush on camera. I love this lady, Crystal Waters. I've listened to you since I was 13 years old.
And I was 14.
You were 14 and everything was great. I'm so happy. Thank you for doing this for me
in
person.
Thank you, Kelly. I feel like I've known you like forever now.
And you haven't like kicked me off social media yet either. So that's good.
Oh, no. Trust me.
So I did want to start off by saying, first of all, you've had such an amazing career. The journey continues. How many number one Billboard dance hits now? Are you 13, 14?
I think it's 13.
13?
I'm 13 this year in Pepper.
With I Am House, which is the latest single. Okay.
Yes.
Let's start with that one, I Am House. I think you said that it was just an amazing song. Like, did you get the beat right away and then you wrote to it? Like, how did that work out?
What happened was a friend of mine gave me a t-shirt that said I Am House, and I posted it up on Facebook, and everybody really resonated with it. Like, you know, my first time I heard house music was you, and I remember back in the day. So I realized that people really, you know, was like a community that really wanted something to connect with. And I said, I want to write an anthem for the house community. So when I got the track from Steady and Carlos, it was like, this is perfect, because it was deep, it was dark.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, so I already had the hook, so it just kind of came up.
And like, were you, because you've had so many now, 13, does it keep getting sweeter, or like, how does it feel?
There's people who have more than me, so it's always kind of, you always want one more. I mean, whenever you release something, you know, at this point, you know, if it doesn't go number one, so, you know, gotta go for it at this point.
What do you think of the young, like, dance stars and like EDM stars that are coming out now? Like, do you think it's in a healthy place? Obviously, we still need you around to keep doing what you're doing.
Well, if it wasn't for me, they wouldn't be here.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
So I'm actually, I mean, I love it, because when I started, they told me that dance music was passé, it wasn't gonna last, it was bullshit. So to see it, you know, evolve and grow and become as big as it is now, you know, I'm kind of proud, you know, that what we started back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I know now, you know, house music is back big time, especially in the UK. So I'm happy to see that come back.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to stick around.
And do you find that you're getting the respect and homage that you should be, like, just from like the younger cats that are coming up? Because, like, I mean, you and Cece and Martha, mm-hmm. and like the list goes on and on of like how many amazing women came out of the 90s and are still going. Like, I'm so proud of you that you're still doing your thing. Like, I couldn't be a bigger fan.
I'm
clearly
happy that I am too. But yeah, I mean, some of the crowds now are getting younger and younger. So I think I still do.
Okay. Yeah. Amazing. Now, I have to ask you about Gypsy Woman, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to sing that song till you die. Is that fine?
That's very true.
But every time that song comes on, do you still get a butterfly? Because so I'm going to be honest, I have it in my workout MP3. Like, I listen to it all the time when I work out, and every single time, the chord progression, you singing, never gets old. Does it ever get old for you?
It sounds like I need to go to work when I hear it. You know, I'm like, where's my mic? Right here, come on. But, you know, I say it has a life of its own now. I feel like I check on her.
Yep.
Because it gets remixed and remixed. And somebody else did it. And really, they said, have you heard the new mix? Oh, you got to hear the new mix. I was like, okay. So, you know, I think she has a life of her own. And I'm glad she's alive and well.
Okay. 100% Pure Love, which came out in 94. Again, that's with you all the time. I think either people know Gypsy Woman, or they know 100%, or they know both, which they should. But do you have a favorite between the two?
No, I don't think, you know, Gypsy was the first one, so I'm really happy that I wrote that one, because that's like the star. And, you know, 100% was like, I had to have that follow-up, so
yeah.
It's kind of like I did it, you know, that's how I feel about that one, so... I love them both, you know?
That album, Storyteller, I love that album, because you not only had the dance tracks, but you also had, like, Storyteller itself, the song, the slower version. Like, it was, a, you know, an R&B jam almost in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to get a full album from you again ever? Because I know it's a singles market.
Yeah, it's a single. I've been trying to put the album together, but when you have so many different people that you're working with, it's hard. I get these guys, and, you know, they're like, I got Crystal Waters on the record. And they go pass it around, and here all of a sudden the label wants it, and they're like, Crystal, we can sign it. And I'm really soft-hearted. I'm like, all right, take the song, go ahead. But I'm working again. Yeah, I want to do a full album, like Storyteller, something that's very well-rounded.
Yep.
You know, not just dance music.
Yeah.
But in this market, you know, you say that to somebody at a label, and they're like, okay, well, what singles do you have? And that's all they want to hear. So, but I just did a label deal, so I'm hoping that will...
It's coming.
I can.
Will it be a jazz album,
focus.
Or like, or will it be
no,
all of it?
I have to do a house album. I've been telling people I'm doing a house album for
okay.
so long. I gotta come through with that.
Okay.
So give me a couple more years for the jazz.
Okay, because you know I'm gonna come back and ask you about that again. I wanted to ask you too about the singles market. Like, do you think it's always gonna be a singles market for now? Like, or do you think albums will come back around again?
It's gonna be a streaming market.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know that they don't want. I mean, that they don't. You're not going to be able to own anything physical anymore. So it's going to be kind of tricky. It's all about streams. But the good thing about streaming is that, you know, if you just have an album physical, people usually buy it once, twice. Streaming, you're like 1,000, 2,000. So it's good for the artist for that part. But that's what everybody's focused on. Streaming album, I mean, Drake did so well. You know,
he did.
So there's still a possibility, but it's still more about the streams and the singles.
Do you find, Crystal, that the math is a bit weird with the streaming? Because I know just recently they had that whole controversy, if we can call it that, with Nicki Minaj and Travis Scott, and like who really had the number one, because he was giving out passes for like whatever concert tickets. Mm-hmm. And there was like, are you concerned about the math, or you're just like, whatever?
Oh, that's just celebrity stuff. That's always going to be around. I mean, his girlfriend is like a billionaire.
Yep.
What are you going to do? You know, I mean, Jennifer and Puffy and all that, you know, that's how that all works. But the math probably is getting a little tricky because people are still kind of stuck on, you know, sales and mm-hmm. streams. So until, I think eventually it's all going to go to streaming.
Okay. Now, I have to ask you about your daughter, Ella. We've had her on, Ella Nicole, we've had her on the show already. And I know she just released some more music.
Yes,
so how is Proud Mama? Like, what does it feel like to see this?
She is so happy. She just had her EP release, and BET premiered her video all this week.
Amazing.
So I'm just shocked that she's doing jazz.
She should follow in mommy's footsteps.
I know, like growing up, you know, that was never what I thought. She maybe R&B, the neo soul type thing. Then mm-hmm. I turned around, I said, you're a jazz artist. She said, yeah, I am. So I'm happy. I'm happy the legacy is continuing, you know.
That's nice amazing. That. Do they still come to the shows to see mom?
Yeah, every now and then.
Okay.
They're still over it though.
Not me. And before I let you go, I did want to ask you, because we wanted to do an interview with my co-host Sharon Hyland, who is supposed to be here from 90s
Hi,
Now.
Sharon.
But she's stuck in some crowd because you are here to perform in a bit. But with your 90s fans, like, where do they sit in your heart? Because obviously you not only have the 2000s, you have the 2010s, whatever we're supposed to call this decade, I don't know. But you have your 90s fans that are still with you. What do they mean to you?
Oh, they're everything. They're the ones that kept me alive all these years. I mean, every time I perform, especially at the Gay Prize, they kept me alive all these years and supported me, always had my back. So, I mean, I'll always be there for them. And the 90s, you know, I'm looking at sometimes we're all getting a little older. I'm like, you're still here? But it's all good. I mean, I love the 90s, so.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad that you say that, because you have to listen to our podcast, because we talk about you probably every week.
Oh,
we really do. We're like, I'm like, Crystal update, and then I tell them what's going on your Instagram.
Nice. That's nice.
And we just love you. So we're so happy that you're still kicking and doing your thing, and like, mm-hmm. and the fact that you celebrate what you did in the past, and that you're still going and coming up with the new music, which we love so much. And I did want to ask you two more questions before we go. What song in the last maybe 6 months do you wish you had written? That's maybe like either a top 40 song. Like, is there anyone that you've heard that you're like,
I'm like in love with Drake. Everything he does, I mean, the lyrically, and it's the whole tonality of it all is just really my favorite artist right now.
Okay.
But there's nothing I wish I had written.
Okay, because you've already written the good stuff.
In the dance community, I haven't heard anything.
Okay, cool. And what's up next for you in the next like 6 to 8 months maybe? Like, is there, like, I know we have the new single, but is there another one coming that we should know about?
Another one coming out with Hi-Fi Sean.
Okay.
I'm not sure when that's coming out. And you know, I just released Boy Face. I have a skincare line for men.
That's right.
Yeah, so big things are happening with that. I'm doing a lot of like trade shows and things. So,
okay.
But it's fun because it's still creative.
Mm-hmm.
And, everybody wants to hear my story. So I get to tell that again. So I really focus on that now, and I'm still touring.
Okay.
And I got a couple more singles. Like I said, I just did an album deal. I mean, a label deal.
Yeah.
So I got to get back to writing.
And where can people find you? Because I know you're on Instagram. I know you're on Twitter. Where do you want people to find you the most?
I like Instagram. I don't mess with Facebook too much anymore.
I know.
But you can find me on Instagram, Crystal Waters. I'm right there. Boyface Me, I'm there. That's mostly where I hang out.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you for making time for me. Like, everybody knows that I just love you so much. So it's an honor again to have you on the show.
Thank
I really appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you, Kelly.
Crystal Waters, you make sure you find her on Instagram and Twitter at Crystal Waters.
The Kelly Alexander Show.
Here is Crystal with her hit song from 1994 that reached the top 20 in several countries right around the world, including the US, Australia, Switzerland, and the UK. It's 100% pure love on The Kelly Alexander Show.
I'm back to the middle and round again. I'm gonna be You'll never go out on your own. In me, you will find a home. Home. From the back to the middle and around again. I'm gonna be there to the end, 100%. You, from the back to the middle and around again. I'm gonna be there to the end, 100%. You, from the back to the middle and around again. I'm gonna be there to the end. Back to the middle and around again. Back to the middle and around again. Back to the middle and 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 around again. Back to the middle and back to the middle and back to the middle and around again. I'm gonna be there to the end.
Excited when this talented artist from Halifax, Nova Scotia releases new music. Rhea May burst onto the scene a couple of years ago with her Juno-nominated song, Close Off, and she has been working steadily ever since. She's just released her latest track called It's You and is out on tour across Canada this fall.
I'm useless, I'm dumb, and I get every damn thing wrong. Yeah, I know. I'm the worst and you're the best. I deserve every hand that I get. So here we go. When did I get so clumsy, stumbling? I used to be so strong, now I'm mumbling under my breath. Did you even hear what I said? It's like I'm out of my body, I'm not me. Maybe I'm not who I thought I was. You say I'm wrecking us, that's what I do. Maybe it's not me, it's you. It's not me, it's you. Baby, it's not me, it's you. Ooh, oh. All the things you put me through, yeah. Tell me who would ever do that. Yeah, I finally see the truth. Ooh, oh. Baby, it's not me, it's you. Who's jealous? Who's mean? You're just cutting me down at the knees. But honestly, that don't settle the score. It's so selfish how you leave. Do you do it to scare me and leave me in shakes at the door? When did I get so clumsy, stumbling? I used to be so strong, now I'm mumbling under my breath. Did you even hear what I said? Oh, it's like I'm out of my body, I'm not me. Maybe I'm not who I thought I was. You say I'm wrecking us, but that's what you do. Maybe it's not me, it's you. It's not me, it's you. Baby, it's not me, it's you. Ooh, oh. All the things you put me through, yeah. Tell me who would ever do that. Yeah, I finally see the truth. Ooh, oh. Baby, it's not me, it's you. Maybe I wasn't perfect, but I know I don't deserve this. Feeling worthless, was it worth it? I bet you get it now. Sit alone in your apartment. You can keep your judgments. Honey, you're so heartless, heartless. Baby, there's no me in you. There's no me in you. Baby, it's not me, it's you. Ooh, oh. All the things you put me through, yeah. Tell me who would ever do that. they see the truth. Oh, maybe it's not me, it's you. Oh, it's not me, it's you. It's not me, it's you.
Coming up on The Kelly Alexander Show.
On the way, a chat with Toronto recording artist Jack Kelly. But first, let's go back to Janet Jackson's All For You album from 2001 with a song called You Ain't Right.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Janet Jackson with You Ain't Right, the first song on her Grammy Award-winning album All For You, which topped the Billboard 200 albums chart and sold 7 million copies around the world. Hey, it's Kelly, and we're happy to welcome to the program Toronto native Jack Kelly. Jack Kelly has been described as a movement that encompasses a cinematic 70s flavor. She's recently released two songs, Nothing and Nancy, and her debut EP, Revolution, is out now. Jack Kelly, welcome to the Kelly Alexander Show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So I wanted to know if you knew early on in life that music was going to be a huge part of your existence.
That is a definite yes. Everyone in my family sort of got a creative bone in their body, and a lot of them actually are quite musical themselves. So I kind of naturally gravitated towards music and songwriting.
Now, we've read that you have an eclectic mix of musical influences. Can you name some of them and why these specific artists speak to you musically?
Yeah, totally. So Serge Gainsbourg was kind of the spearhead of this project for me. His music is sort of 60s French pop, and it has a really repetitive quality to it. And I really, really love that in music. It really sets a tone, and it takes away any sort of overproduced element that I feel is really prevalent in the industry right now. So that was one really great reference, but also, you know, the Bee Gees, because a lot of my music is disco based. And then anyone from Prince to Sergente. Sergente is a great German band that not a lot of people know about, but they're awesome.
Now, your sound, as I mentioned off the top, has been described as cinematic 70s throwback. What does that phrase actually mean to you?
Well, the cinematic piece, I feel in any song that I play off of Revolution, it's a very tone-setting movie sort of sonic experience. In terms of the 70s, I mean, the conventions that I use, like the disco patterns and the drums or the, you know, Nevada guitars, they just give that feeling of a 70s throwback. But I do think it's still modern and contemporary in the sense that it, you know, it touches on things of today as well.
Now, growing up in Toronto, I want to know how that location, that environment, if any, has seeped into the sounds and the music that you are producing.
Yeah, I mean, Toronto's a really multicultural, multi-paved place. And so I've been exposed to a lot of different kinds of people. My parents are well-traveled, so I've been exposed to different kinds of music. And the city's basically just a, you know, a melting pot. So I've gotten to see a lot, and I've gotten to develop as a person quite fruitfully. So I would say the city, yeah, it's been a huge part of who I've become.
Now, I know in the past I've often asked Canadian artists if they feel the need that they're going to have to move at some point, either to Los Angeles or New York full time. But in the last little while, it really seems that a lot of Canadian cities, including Vancouver, Montreal, and of course Toronto, you know, are making it where you don't have to necessarily go somewhere. But do you think that will have to happen for you? Like, or do you think Toronto was always going to be home base where you produce your music?
If you had asked me that, like, even a couple of years ago, I would have said 100%. But I've traveled so much, and I feel like Toronto is always going to be my home. Even if I've got to do some work somewhere else for an extended period of time, I know I'll always call Toronto home. That's for sure for me at this point.
Joining us on the show is Toronto recording artist Jack Kelly. Follow her on Instagram and Twitter at Jack Kelly, and that is JXCKKXLLY. I wanted to get your thoughts before we start talking about Revolution, just about some of the Canadian artists that are doing well globally right now. And I know that there's a lot sort of on the underground scene that, of course, are starting to make noise. But if we look at the Weeknds of the world, the Drakes of the world, the Justin Biebers of the world, like even the, of course, you know, Sarah McLachlan's of the world, how do you feel about the Canadian music scene and the fact that we are turning out such amazing talent that is getting recognized globally?
I think it's pretty great. Definitely there's a light shining on Toronto right now. I do feel like there's a diverse enough reach within the different artists that are coming out right now, and I think that it's perfect for me because I'm definitely an alternative pop sort of artist. So it's exciting for me to see what the potential is and where we can go with this as a city and as artists from the city.
And what's your thoughts on artists, for example, who I think are doing great things and also making noise globally, like an Alessia Cara? I don't know if you've met her yet, but like obviously you've heard of her. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are on her, because she has such a great vibe for women. And then, you know, she has such an amazing fan base now that's growing behind her.
That's great. I haven't met her. I think it's awesome for young women and women in general to have a voice. I'm definitely a very huge feminist. So anything that can kind of give us a voice and get just the human experience of voice, I think, is awesome. I think it's great that she's getting so much play.
So you've said that your EP Revolution was written at a very tumultuous time in your life. Can you actually explain what that means to the audience?
Yeah. You know, we all go through things. And at that point, I was really looking to music to kind of solve my problems just on a personal level. And so that's when I kind of got more into the disco rock sort of feel. I definitely got into psychedelic music influences there. And it kind of speaks through the lyrics. I mean, the first part of the EP is pretty political. It's very ballsy. And then the latter half is basically just love songs, because at that time I also was going through some things in my love life and then finding new love. So yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
Now, with regards to the EP as a whole, do you find that it's telling a story from sort of front to end, or are there sort of two different or three different sections that sort of all come together as the EP?
I think it's a dual themed piece. I mean, the first three songs are more touching on my frustrations with Western society, as deep as that sounds. And then the latter half, again, is those love songs. So it's kind of a dual experience, dual themed project.
Was it challenging for you to sequence the EP, or did you know exactly how you wanted those songs placed?
Well, I wrote them over quite an extensive time. So the first three were written together, and then a couple of the other ones came together on their own, and then we added a sixth one. So it was pretty clear to me from the beginning what this would be.
So I understand that you wrote all the lyrics for the EP. I wanted to ask if that was challenging, or exactly how you wanted it to not have too many cooks in the kitchen when it came to getting out what you wanted to say.
I'm very domineering when it comes to my music. Even when I work with musicians, I have a very clear vision of exactly what I want and what I hear before the song is fully built. So, yeah, writing music is something that comes very naturally to me. And that's exactly how you said it. That's exactly how I wanted it.
And I wanted to ask you, I'm not sure if you're doing this already or not, or if you plan to, but do you have any, you know, desire to write for other artists? Or is it important at this point in time that you're writing just for yourself?
I don't really have a feeling one way or another about that. I think if the opportunity came up that I could create great music with somebody else, I would. But it's not necessarily something that I'm looking for either. I think I'm just going with the flow.
So I also understand that you worked on the project both in Toronto and New York. I'm just wondering if, because those are two cities, I think that maybe could be compared as similar in a way, but also very different. So how did the different vibes of each city play a part in what you've produced with Revolution?
Well, mainly the musicianship is what I would say is the different piece there, because in New York, I got to work with a lot of different American artists, and they would come to one studio and we'd sort of have this hub where we'd get creative together and I would be able to speak that language with them. And then in Toronto, it was a very, it was like a smaller scale version of that. So being able to be part of two diverse groups of musicians has allowed me to really develop the idea into what I wanted it to be.
With regards to Revolution, are you going to tour a lot to support the new material?
Well, we have a couple shows coming up, so we're promoting it as much as it makes sense. I'm always up for playing a show, so as much as I can, I'll definitely be touring.
Are you more of a studio person or a live performance like lady?
Definitely live performance. The studio is great. I love creating the concepts and I love to build the instrumentation. But when it comes to actually performing the song, I find that the studio is a little bit restrictive because you've got to aim for perfection. Whereas when you're on stage, you can kind of, you know, feel the music a bit more and express it, you know, however you want.
I also wanted to ask you about the business aspects of being in the music industry, because nowadays it almost feels like labels for the most part are taking a back seat. Like a lot of artists are doing it on their own, and I'm assuming you're doing it on your own at this point. I'm just wondering if you enjoy that aspect of having the control, and but also I'm sure it's quite tiring to have to do both, because I know what it's like for me to sort of be the announcer of my show, and then but I've still got to be the person behind it pushing it forward, like through marketing and all that kind of stuff and promotion and speaking to our followers. So it's a lot of work. How do you feel on your end?
I mean, I'm kind of a go-getter in the sense that doesn't bother me at all. I do have distribution label through Priority Records and Capitol Records in Los Angeles. So they help me with certain things. But yeah, it is a pretty grassroots situation at the moment. I love it. I mean, without the hustle, what are we really doing, right?
Mm-hmm. And with regards to social media, where is your thoughts on that? Because I know a lot of artists these days really rely on their social media network to not only, you know, follow what they're doing, but also to spread the word about them to other people.
Yeah, I have a lot of opinions about social media. I don't necessarily love it. I don't employ it as much as I'm told to by my team. But it's definitely a great outreach tool. I love that it has that capacity. But it's also a little bit detrimental to, you know, the day-to-day experience, because constantly being aware of what's going on and having to post and things like that, it just doesn't feel that organic to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 20 years ago, we didn't have this stuff at all, and artists were able to still be artists and be successful. So I'm a little bit on the fence about all of that. But of course, yeah, I use it to promote myself as much as I can.
Actually, it's funny that you brought that up, because I remember speaking to, she's like a dance artist, and maybe you've heard of her, Cece Peniston. She's well known from the 90s. And she was signed to A&M back in the day. And she actually said to me, you know, back in the day when they, you know, they had the label support and all that, they were kind of told to keep everything mysterious. And not a lot of information was sort of put out about the artists themselves. And then she said, you know, obviously in this day and age, she's like, I have to be kind of all over social media to stay relevant, or at least to keep the fans knowing that I'm around. So yeah, it's interesting that and even like if we look at an artist like Madonna, who obviously had that mystique, you know, back in the day, and was able to kind of pull off whatever she wanted to pull off. But now she's even all over Instagram and sort of keeping.
This is what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so do you think it's going to get, do you think there'll ever sort of be a point where we kind of go backwards a little bit to sort of get more? Because I know there's times when I'm actually completely fed up with my phone. Like, I don't want to look at it, and I just want to be outside mowing the lawn, and that's kind of where I'm at. So is that like something that you feel too, like you just like to disconnect?
I mean, yeah. If I didn't have to have social media, I wouldn't.
Okay.
I don't know that we're going to swing back. I don't think the pendulum's going that way. I think that, you know, the young people that are coming up right now are so self-obsessed that it's almost like, well, they've been conditioned to use it as a tool of life. So I don't know that it's going to swing back. I hope that it does.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice for us to get outside and breathe the air a little bit more, but whether or not that's going to happen, I don't know.
And before I let you go, I wanted to ask you if you've set sort of goals for yourself for the next 6 months to a year that you can let us in on, or any projects that we should be on the lookout apart from Revolution.
No, that's my front runner right now. I'm writing new music as well, so I'm sure there'll be a couple other things happening. In terms of the next 6 months, we're just pushing on the PR perspective and just getting out there as much as we can.
Perfect. Oh, and last question before I let you go. I know the two singles, obviously, Nothing and Nancy, that have been put out. Is that, like, by putting those two singles out first, are they sort of the opposite ends of the spectrum for you for the EP, so people get a taste of both sides of you?
No, actually, Nothing and Nancy was supposed to be a tandem package that I was going to release on their own without any other song.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So those are like a pair. And then I ended up extending the project to six songs. So those ones are actually kind of, yeah, they're like sisters.
Oh, that's cool.
Go Together is definitely the other end of the spectrum, which is why I chose it to be third. It's very dancey, very disco, a lot of fun.
Perfect. Well, it's been so much fun to have you on the show. You're welcome back anytime, and best of luck with Revolution. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That's Toronto recording artist Jack Kelly. Make sure you follow her on Instagram and Twitter at Jack Kelly. And here she is with her song Nancy on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Nancy walked in. Married to God, find religion for a soul. Jesus save me from myself. Jesus save me. Keep on running, the solution's dead and gone.
spending time with us on the program this week. And of course, a big thank you going out to our guests, Crystal Waters and Jack Kelly. Also, a big shout out to our producer, Adam Brisson, for doing such a great job. We'd love for you to follow us on all of our social media. You can do so by jumping onto our website, kellyalexandershow.com. And of course, it would be awesome if you would subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/kellyalexandershow. Have an amazing week. We're going to leave you with music from Grammy Award-winning recording artist Carrie Underwood, who recently released her new album, Cry Pretty. This song is called The Champion on The Kelly Alexander Show.
I'll be the last one standing. Hands in the air, I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over. I live for the battle, I'm a soldier. Yeah, I'm a fighter like Rocky. Put your flag on your back like Ali. Yeah, I'm the greatest, I'm stronger. Bet my dues, can't lose, I'm my own, yeah. Hey, I've been working my whole life, and now it's do or die.
Courage I possess through the drama. H is for the hurt, but it's all for the honor. A is for my attitude, working through the patience. Money comes and goes, so the M is for motivation. Gotta stay consistent, the P is to persevere. The I is for integrity, innovative career. The O is optimistic, open and never shut. And the N is necessary, cause I'm never giving up. See, they ask me how I did it, I just did it from the heart. Crushing the competition, been doing it from the start. They say that every champion is all about his principles. Carry.
Unbreakable.